Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we are excited to introduce a new series, Meet the World Food Forum. We will explore the World Food Forum's mission of transforming agri-food systems and empowering youth to lead the change. Joining us is Kazuki Kitaoka, the global coordinator of World Food Forum. He will share insights of how the World Food Forum engages young people globally and what to expect from the 2024 flagship event. Let's dive in. Kazuki, thank you so much for being here with us. And we would like to know, what is the vision behind the World Food Forum and how it has evolved since its launch in 2021?
Yeah, thanks. First of all, thanks so much for having me. It's a real pleasure. And this podcast has been growing with the World Food Forum over the years. It's really amazing what you have been doing. So the forum was launched in 2021 after a long discussion in the youth committee of FAO. The youth committee was created just about a year and a half before that with the mandate to create a platform and an outreach possibility to young people and make the transformation of our agri-food systems more accessible and more tangible for youth around the world. And the response was a platform such as the World Food Forum, which was then created in 2021, as I said, for the transformation of our agri-food systems, for making it more sustainable, for, of course, create a hunger-free future, but also to make it more tangible for everyone of us, of you, young people in all countries, to see what what you can do on a daily basis to improve the system that we have in place, but also to improve perhaps in very small steps the nutritional value of the food that is around us, that we are taking in ourselves, the way we are talking and living our food system on a daily basis, be it at school, be it at university, be it at home. And also the way we are consuming and perhaps also wasting food on a daily basis. So these are all the thoughts that were going into this from the very beginning. And since then, it has grown really quite dramatically, as you were asking for the evolution. The first year, we were really looking for something very small. No, we were almost happy to see that there were 500 people, 600 people coming online in the very first round of consultations. But then when we did have the very first World Food Forum, we were almost surprised that how big the interest was around the world. So we're talking here during the pandemic. It was really something that we didn't expect at the time. It was a new topic for young people. And suddenly we had 20,000 people online that were interested in this topic. So that was really encouraging. And since then, 22, 23, you know, every year we have been growing from 20,000 to 40,000 to 60,000. Perhaps we can hit this year 100,000 views online. For sure, for the people in Rome, we started having these big events in October in Rome every year. And the first year we had around 2,000 people here in Rome. This was still under the pandemic regulations. But last year we opened it and we had already around 6,000. This year, already now we have registrations that point towards 10,000 people. So this is really the evolution that we see. And of course, we also see more and more activities in countries, which is even more encouraging than having a bigger event. That's is obviously not the point. The point is to have more impact in the different countries. And we have now 25 countries with really great national chapters. They're doing a lot of things, a lot of different initiatives and policy dialogues with their own parliamentarians and really move their own local, national food systems and agri-food systems forward. And that's where we really would like to see this movement to go. So yeah, this is the evolution really since 2021. Super encouraging and super exciting.
That's great to hear. The whole process and the way the World Food Forum was just, let's say, a small initiative and it became something this big. And this year's theme, Good Food for All, for today and tomorrow. Can you tell us about the impact you hope it will have?
Yeah, of course. Well, good food for all has been around as a slogan for a long time. No? So, in again, going back to 2021, there was a global summit, the UN Food Systems Summit, and the slogan of that summit was actually good food for all. So we are really sort of, you know, going back to the idea of that, how does this world, how should this world, this planet look like, where every person has good food to strive and, you know, to live and to foster his and her family, and all of that under the increasing pressure of the environment. So this idea is in itself not a new one, but what is perhaps new this year is that we are actually putting it into the sustainability aspect of today and tomorrow. So we really would like to see how good food for all would look like today, or it should look like today, but we also would like to see how this is translating into a sustainability plan. How can we make sure that this agri-food system is actually there for us today, but also for our future generations? And I think it's going without saying that with still more than 700 million people facing hunger today, we have quite a number above 2 billion that are food insecure on a daily basis. We have 3 billion people that are lacking healthy diets. So, I mean, this is the reality of today. So in this context, good food for all is a really important one. Also considering that food is a human right. You may know that this year's World Food Day's theme is the right to foods. So yeah, we really need to see how we can come together, find better and new and novel ways to meet the nutritional needs of people today and tomorrow, support future generations. And the World Food Forum is there for bringing all of the different stakeholders together to actually discuss that and to make sure that the ideas that young people have for innovation, for partnerships, increased investments perhaps in different areas, but also on the scientific level, perhaps new technologies, new ideas in terms of how we can improve the efficiency of our agri-food systems through technology. So all of these things should come together in driving the improvement of our agri-food systems towards good food for all, for today and tomorrow. And that is really the overall idea, and that what we hope will be the impact in the end. No, we really try to have innovations, cultural change, behavioral change that can really move the world a step forward in a sustainable and in a resilient agri-food system that can overcome not only the hunger crisis, the food insecurity crisis, but also the crisis that we see with billions of people actually lacking healthy diets, and perhaps give young people more of a hope on where this system overall is moving in the future.
Thank you so much for giving us a closer look to it. We would like to ask you, what kind of participants can expect from the 2024 flagship event, and how young leaders can be engaged?
Yeah, I mean, this year's flagship event, as I said before, is going to be in comparison bigger than in the past. So there will be more people, there will be more partners, there will be more delegations. We are expecting somewhere around 10,000 people around. So definitely it's what can be expected in comparison to the last years is that navigating is probably going to be even more difficult. So you have to really prepare yourself to find the right partners and the right people that you want to talk to in these 5 days. 5 days, very short. So whoever is coming here, I think the more you prep yourself, the more you are reaching out already beforehand, online, through all kinds of means to the different partners that are coming, the more you can actually get out of this. But in addition to that, I think, with that in mind, it will definitely be a very dynamic and energetic environment as we had in the last years. No? If you remember, last year you were entering the FAO building during that week, and it's really buzzing. The from the atrium, starting there with so many different exhibitions and cultural events, and then hundreds of main stage events that are happening through the week. The buildings are perhaps for those who have never been here, there's a cluster of buildings actually that compose the FAO. So we have you come in, and then there's building A, and then there's building B and C and D and so on. And all of these buildings are full with people, and full with young people in particular. And in between, you see ministers and presidents and CEOs from companies and from foundations and so on, all interacting and all talking about the future of our agri-food system. So very dynamic, very energetic, and perhaps at times also a little bit chaotic, because it needs to you need to find your way around. So there are a lot of people. So. How can you engage? The best is you go to the agenda, number one. There is an online program, so you can really see session by session what is actually there. Each of the sessions has a small description, so you can actually see what's going to happen. I think in most sessions there is also already a description of the different speakers and a link to their profiles and so on. So you can actually reach out as well. So that is a really important, I think, first step to do. The second is, if you are part of a national delegation, then it's really important that you reach out to our own team here in Rome. There is a team that is dealing specifically with the national delegations and the observer delegations, the representations, the youth representations. And they can help you as well to get in contact with others. So not only others from your own country. What we actually observe is that sometimes a university from city X and from another city in the same country, they're coming with two different delegations. They don't even know that, about the others. So making those connections, number one, is really important. So you can find out what's actually happening in your own country with all of the different people who are coming. But then also across countries, of course, it's always great to see that when there's overlaps between different countries, their interests, perhaps sometimes partnerships are being created across continents, between different continents, and so on. So for all of that, there is we can help a little bit. But of course, the networking itself needs to be on the side of you or the participants. What else can you expect this year? Of course, a lot of panels and activities, as I said before. Perhaps I can say a couple of things about the first, the three big pillars of this year's flagship, because as every year, the flagship event is structured along the three pillars of youth, investment, and science. And accordingly, this year, the flagship is going to be along those lines. You can see it also in the program. And then within this umbrella, we also have special events. And this year, we have two really special events. One is for farmers, specifically looking at the family farming agenda and how family farming can improve our agri-food systems. And on the other side, we are looking at water as a resource, as an input into agriculture and food. Now, on the youth side specifically, Again, this is being split in different programs. And here we have on one side the youth assembly with about 2,000 delegations, as I said before, that are coming together talking about agri-food system policy. But then we have also other programs which could be interesting for some of you. One is on education, looking at food and agri-food education in schools from primary, secondary to university school degrees. And we have an innovation program specifically for researchers and for startup competitions. And we also look at culture as a vehicle for better advocacy in the agri-food sector and better communication with young people, specifically through youth culture. So these are all different streams in which participants can find perhaps their most interesting areas of engagement, and perhaps also the partners that they would like to have engaged in initiatives and programs ahead. This is where I think it could really be interesting for young leaders in particular to come in and create their own programs and projects that that will lead the way in the future.
So I would like to ask you, do you have, let's say, one general advice you would give to youth who are willing to step up and try to be part of this movement and changing agri-food system? Is there something that you would like to tell them?
That's a very big question. Well, number one, follow your dreams is, I think, it's very cheesy to say that, but it is actually something that is, I think it's really important to always remember. If you have a dream, if you have an idea, if you have a passion and motivation, and if that happens to be in the agri-food system space, whether it is in policy or in education or in innovation or in culture, it doesn't matter, or in communications or in advocacy and so on, follow your dream and learn from it and do what you want to do. I think we need the passion, we need the dynamism that is coming from this from young people's vision for the future, and I think that is what also makes the World Food Forum actually run in many ways the way it runs, with a lot of dedication, with a lot of volunteers, with a lot of direct impact actually on a day-to-day basis. So follow your dreams, look at the small impact that you can make on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes it looks insignificant, but let me tell you, what is insignificant perhaps for you can be very big for others, and it can make a huge difference. So don't underestimate the power of your contribution that you can bring. A lot of people are being inspired by leadership that is coming from a vision. So don't give up on this. It's something important and something that you should carry and bring that to the World Food Forum if you're coming here in person, but also online. If you're able to do so, then please also think about volunteering, think about engaging in other ways. There is many ways of getting engaged also at the country level, in particular in those places where there is national networks and chapters, but also in others there may be possibilities of creating your own. And of course here in Rome you can help us as a volunteer, as an intern, as in many ways on a regular basis we are asking or we are having calls for young people to get engaged. So there are so many ways to find your own way. That would be my advice.
Thank you so much.
Of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time,